In the second week of the adventure, two ships had already set sail for South Australia. As February 1836 drew to a close, the John Perry and the Duke of York left the mouth of the Thames River and began their careful navigation of the English Channel towards the Atlantic Ocean. But soon there were worries for the two ships, as a fierce storm raged on February the 29th. They were still so close to home, but huge waves broke over the decks and many passengers were sick. As Morgan recalled on March 1, 1836, "This day commenced with strong winds and a high sea, the vessel very laboursome, and the sea beating over the deck, the dear passengers all sick." The Duke of York found some shelter at the Isle of Wight, but the John Perry was not so lucky. The ferocious weather took its toll on the livestock on board as well. "We have had another most awful night, and during which, I am sorry to say, four more of our ewes perished. Likewise, three rabbits and three turkeys have shared the same melancholy fate." John Perry, journal writer, 2nd of March, 1836. Poor Captain Morgan on board the Duke of York was very anxious about his wife, who was due to give birth to their baby at any time, but he was heartened by a letter from her and recalled in his diary on the 3rd of March, 1836, "Read a letter from my beloved wife and child, and blessed God for supporting her in the trying hour."